I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, so long, Wiener. So, Carlos Danger is back, sort of. Former Congressman Anthony Wiener has been caught sexting again. And this time his wife, Hillary Clinton top aide Huma Abedin, has said she's leaving him. Late-night comic Jimmy Fallon talks about a new Twitter feature that's been named after Wiener. Find out what that is and hear from Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert in today's Punchlines.
August is a notoriously slow news month, and it can be hard for me to find stuff to talk about. Fortunately, something popped up. Anthony Wiener.
It was a very busy weekend, and we have so much to cover, but none of it is more compelling than this. Have you seen this cover of the New York Post? You can see the headline is Pop Goes the Wiener.
Today, there are new reports of sext messages from the disgraced former congressman turned disgraced former mayoral candidate. And this just a couple of weeks after Wiener was caught sending out sexy messages describing his own physique as deceptively strong, like a mongoose. I will point out that mongooses are much better at wrangling an out-of-control snake.
And this is just crazy news. Anthony Wiener is back in the news.
Dang.
With another sexting scandal. He's like the Michael Phelps of sexting. He keeps saying he's going to retire every 4 years. He's back. And he goes, I just say goodbye. Why are you back again?
And with this happening again, my heart goes out to Wiener's wife and Hillary Clinton's right-hand woman, Huma Abedin. You know what they say? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, damn it, Anthony.
We need to invent either phones without cameras or men without penises, because we cannot, they don't mix well, you know? Meanwhile, thank you.
And earlier today, this is sad news, Ms. Abedin released a statement saying that she and her husband will separate. Yeah. That's right. She's finally cut off the wiener. In the statement, thank you very much. I've been waiting 4 years to make that joke. In the statement, she says, during this difficult time, I ask for respect for our privacy, something she's been begging her husband for years now.
I saw that Twitter just added a night mode setting that adjusts the screen lighting to make it easier for users to tweet in the dark. Yeah, it's also called the Anthony Wiener mode. There you go.
Of course, Donald Trump weighed in on this. He wrote on his website, he said, Huma is making a very wise decision. I know Anthony Wiener well, and she will be far better off without him. I wonder how well he knows him. I mean, does he know him well or does he know him well? Like.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.